Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
We do have a man in custody, that from police, after this road rage shooting incident happened in Havertown, Delaware County, left a mother, a woman, injured. So this happened almost 3:30-ish afternoon yesterday on the 2000 block of Westchester Pike. Haverford Township police say that suspect fired 13 shots into her white SUV. And this is a mom in her 40s and her 10-year-old nephew. Bullets hitting the headlight, the hood, the windshield of the vehicle. And the woman did suffer minor injuries, but not from bullets. It was all the glass. You know, it was all the glass and the fragments. The child, the little boy, her nephew, was not physically injured, but they said both of them were obviously pretty shaken up. 13 shots.
Over road rage. And it's not even truly rush hour at 3. I mean, Zioli hasn't gotten through his first hour yet, and we're already discharging a clip?
Yes.
It's amazing that you could actually survive and have minor injuries after 13 shots are fired. Thank God we have a lot of bad shooters in this state.
I say this all the time. I'm very careful about flipping people off or getting angry on the road with people because you just never know.
Tunnel vision, head down.
Yep. You're right. I was wrong. Sorry.
Yep.
Sorry.
Yeah, but you know what? Sometimes I think it's just people are flipping out.
Yeah. Well, they're unhinged.
And I'll have that happen. I'll look over and somebody's like, let's do it. And I'm like, what did I do?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm like, sorry, because it's Philadelphia. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? You're just going to like pull over or just kind of hunker down.
This is why I try to be off the roadways by 2:30 p.m. each day.
Yeah, and it wasn't like, to your point, it was like after school hours or after camp hours.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. We have a Bucks County man shot and killed two people, according to authorities, who neighbors say are indeed family members. We're getting some word from witnesses and neighbors. Most of this, obviously, from police officers who were called to the 3900 block of Charter Club Drive. And this is a caller reporting several people were dead inside the home. So it appears to be a double murder suicide. That from the authorities. Officers finding two men and a woman dead from gunshot wounds, all to the head. Bucks County DA's office speaking out, saying that 59-year-old Stephen Chow shot and killed 21-year-old Raymond Chow, 63-year-old Amy Trung, while they were in their beds, then shot and killed himself. So this murder-suicide certainly shaking up this quiet tree-lined neighborhood here. Police not disclosing the relationship between the victims, but residents in this quiet neighborhood, they were speaking out to the media, really just even trying to find out more information from the reporters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As they were standing out there and just disturbed by this, saying that the 21-year-old kid, they, you know, identified, they knew who he was and had gone to a local high school, was on to college. So just a real tragedy here.
Yeah. Mental health does not discriminate based on what neighborhood you live in.
Jeez. That's amen. That's so true and so tragic. We do have a suspect in custody after a man was stabbed at a SEPTA platform. And that happened yesterday, again, right after, just after 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The SEPTA westbound platform, 15th and Market Streets, the victim treated for minor injuries, surviving the stabbing, shaken up, obviously, emotionally, but physically is recovering. But the police say the suspect, they did catch that suspect a short time later. I don't have word for the motive, what was going on here yet, and they're not identifying that suspect as of right now.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of disturbing situations happened right around 3 o'clock, 2:30, 3 o'clock yesterday. I don't know what's up with that. We have in New Jersey. Remember, we had talked yesterday about the district plan, and this is a New Jersey suburb, South Jersey, where the Deptford Township School District had suddenly announced over the weekend quite a controversial plan that said that if you live closer to 2 miles, 2 or 2.5 miles from the school, respectively, remember the story?
Oh, yeah.
That you're going to have to walk to school or pay about $350 a month if you want that service.
So are they walking that back now?
They sure are.
Ah.
And they're not waiting for the big district meeting, Nick.
See, Kale and Company, we affect policy.
I was just going to say, you were the ones. I noticed the Johnny Come Lately news station here was late to the party on this. Dawn Stensland had it first, I believe, yesterday. And with all the people listening to this station mm-hmm. now, I believe we affected change.
Yes.
Good job, Dawn Stensland.
Yes. I mean, we blew a gasket on this show. I mean, I can't believe I was telling you back in the day in the middle school at Easton walking 7 blocks. You're not going to have a kid walk 2 miles. Who came up with that idea?
Well, the superintendent, Kevin Kness, announced this in a letter released to the community last night, saying after careful consideration and a lot of public feedback, the school district will continue to provide its free bus service as it has in the past.
Amen.
And that didn't even go over well. People were saying free. And one of the school officials said complimentary.
Mm-hmm.
He said, excuse me, complimentary free? No. We pay among some of the highest taxes, property taxes in the nation. We pay for that bus service.
Yeah. You know, in the words of Dawn Stensland and Kevin Kness, don't be a T-word, okay? We get it together.
Man.
It's a sin.
Yeah.
We're already, oh my goodness, it's already a crazy morning and it's only 6:12. We are sponsored by United Tire. Just stop by United Tire and say you want to trade in your tires. You know what you're going to get? $100.
Yeah.
Four new tires and you'll get no-fault road hazard coverage free. That includes free maintenance like rotations, flat repairs. Wow, this is awesome. And more. UnitedTire.com. Do not drive alone. Drive United. That's an unheard of deal there at United Tire. And you know what? Best Work Industries for the Blind brings us the forecast and the Phil's cast. So Phil's, let's just predict they're going to win against the Fish, the Marlins, 6:40 p.m. It will be a gorgeous evening for this as we are sponsored by Best Work Industries. So today, 82 degrees.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So by 6:40, it's like 76 degrees.
It's pristine weather. You can't ask for anything better.
Are you guys sleeping with windows open? Oh, yeah.
No.
Not yet.
What?
Not yet.
What is wrong with you two?
I had the AC up to 74, but I had the ceiling fan going still.
Oh, man. No, come on, guys.
Not yet.
This is beautiful sleeping weather.
Post-Labor Day.
It's like 60 degrees when we wake up in the morning.
Well,
it's beautiful.
It is, but when I go to bed at 9 o'clock, it's still a little too warm. I need a nice, cool way to fall asleep.
Oh, sweetheart. Suck it up.
I take my melatonin.
Oh, God.
This is the man in my... Greg, I'm with Greg. See, I would love...
Come on, man. But it's nice. It gets...
4 to 6 weeks from now, I will be windows open at night, for sure.
Oh, what? Dude, come on.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah.
Well, our forecast and our Phillies cast for tonight's game, 6:40 against the Marlins, sponsored by Best Work Industries for the Blind. Hey, their e-commerce store is helping businesses succeed in all work environments. BestWorkSupplyCenter.com offering traditional office products, cleaning supplies, furniture, technology, and more. Free shipping, next day delivery. Shop now, save at BestWorkSupplyCenter.com. Kale & Company News Live.
All right, John, thank you very much. 6:14, let's get to a Tuesday Big Take.
The Big Take on Kale & Company.
All right, I got a mixed bag for you this morning. We've got the bad and we've got the good. The Trump X Factor turns into Spaces Fail 2.0. First of all, it was Ron DeSantis. Secondly, it was Donald Trump. And we're talking 8 to 8:45 last night. We'll get into the content, which was really good, and the conversation, which was great as we move along this morning. But it was deja vu all over again. Donald Trump and Elon Musk supposed to start their live conversation on X via the Spaces feature at 8 p.m. And much like some of Elon's rockets initially, it crashed and burned. They didn't get started until almost 8:45 p.m. I personally think Spaces on X is trash. It was supposed to begin at 8, and for the second straight time, to the second straight Republican, it let two GOP politicians down. We always talk about how Republicans are really brutal at messaging. If the platform you're trying to deliver the message on fails, what does that say about Republicans? Donald Trump sitting there, mic'd up, looking down at his iPhone, delivering what is the equivalent of a bad radio connection on remote for a morning show in Idaho, all while sounding like he had an awful lisp or just got numbed up for a root canal. I get it. It was a microphone compression issue. We've all been doing this a long time in this industry. But at times, painful to listen to. And then Elon Musk claiming that there was a massive DDoS attack on X, which is also known as a distributed denial of service attack, which is defined as a malicious attempt to disrupt normal traffic to a web property. Basically, a cyber attack. Musk also claimed that the system was tested earlier in the day with 8 million concurrent listeners, and apparently there was no glitches. Eventually, it got underway around 8:40 p.m., but in my opinion, it was a major buzzkill, and it took longer than it did for DeSantis to get going, and we know how that turned out. And I know everybody out there is screaming on X last night. I saw all your tweets. I saw all your comments. Wow, there's 1.3 million listeners at one point. So much for it being a bust. Look at all these people consuming the interview, defending how great it was. So I can sit here and blow smoke up your butt, or I can have respect for my audience and tell you my honest opinion. I thought the first 45 minutes was a dud. It was a failure. Once it got going, it was pretty darn good. And by the way, for the people touting how massive the audience was, I want you to keep in mind, we're a nation of 340 plus million people. And to boot, this was a global broadcast. And we always get, well, Fox News is dead since Tucker Carlson left. Jesse Waters' show gets about 1.8 million viewers on average. And you're touting up 1.3 million listeners on Spaces as a major, major success? You can't have it both ways. But what is up for somewhat of a debate, in my opinion, is what the hell happened last night and who's to blame? Was this clearly a Spaces is unreliable thing? I think that's probably what it was. Was this an intentional hack by Iran, the European Union, Russia, Democrats, or somebody else? Perhaps. I give that some credence for sure. More on why in the Big Take coming up here in just a few minutes. Could this also be Trump and Elon doing a work, meaning an intentional act of self-sabotage, to claim suppression of speech? Probably not, unless they make these claims down the road in the following days, but it would be next level thinking, and I do think it would be politically savvy. But prior to Spaces starting, I originally was so excited because Donald Trump is back. That's right. He's back on X, and he has returned to the social media platform he was once banned on. X, formerly known as Twitter, is once again a posting frenzy for the 45th president of the United States. And in my opinion, getting back on, an incredibly smart move. Just avoid Spaces, that's all. Prior to last night's one-on-one with Elon Musk, Trump posted a handful of comments on the social media platform. It started with a 2.5-minute ad on his campaign that, as of 6 p.m. Monday night, had garnered 23 million views. And we know that social media views can be flawed and skewed. But here's the thing. Trump has 88 million followers on X. He also went on to post 7 or 8 other views over the course of the day. But the one post that he actually typed out in text form that wasn't digital or video in nature read like this. Quote, "Are you better off now than you were when I was president? Our economy is shattered, our border has been erased, and we're a nation in decline. Make the American dream affordable again. Make America safe again. Make America great again." And that right there, in a nutshell, is all he needs to keep saying. Forget the nicknames, the DEI commentary, Kamala's ethnicity, and other trivial nonsense that turns off some people that are still on the fence and undecided. Make America affordable again. It's the economy, stupid. Bingo. He absolutely nails it. As Dawn says, peace and prosperity, the economy and safety. But don't just stop with X. Trump, you need to get back on Facebook if you haven't already. Your ban with Zuckerberg is over on the Meta platforms as well, which include Instagram. Then you throw in TikTok and Snapchat. This needs to be a full-fledged social media barrage to reach Gen Z. If you recall, Donald Trump, under then-owner of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, permanently suspended Trump's Twitter account for citing, quote, risk of further incitement of violence. That came on January 8th, 2 days after J6, 2021. Fast forward 22 months later, and Elon Musk purchases Twitter, rebrands it to X, restores free speech, and then on November 20th of 2022, he reinstated Donald Trump's account. Last night, the two sat down for a Spaces broadcast on X, and here was Trump and Elon discussing the tragic events of July 13th. Listen to this.
The communication between the local police, who sort of had an idea, and then ultimately a man lifted himself up to the roof, could barely do it because, you know, he was pulling himself up. And he saw the man with the gun. The man with the gun pointed the gun at him. He thought he was probably going to get shot. But, you know, he was like pulling himself up. And because of that, he couldn't get to his gun. And he fell down, actually very badly hurt his leg, his ankle. I hear very badly, but okay. But he fell down. And he did, you know, from what I understand, he did say there's a guy up there with a gun. And the shooting started very quickly after that. I think it forced the shooter to go maybe quicker. You know, you're supposed to be a very good shot.
Yeah.
My sons, Don and Eric, they can't believe what happened. But they said from 130 yards, a bad shot would hit that target almost every time. They said it's like in golf, sinking a 2-foot putt.
Trump also would go on to say, as you heard in the beginning of the show that Greg played the clip, he will be returning to Butler, Pennsylvania, likely in October, and that will have a seismic impact. In fact, I would argue, let that be the last time the American public sees you or hears from you before the election. Leave them wanting more. And with the assassination discussion last night, probably one of the most detailed breakdowns we've heard about that day, coming from the victim and not the authorities. Then Musk and Trump got into Harris's biggest liabilities, the border, and zero policies to date. Listen to this.
They have to come in legally. They have to be checked.
Yeah.
Because look, Kamala was the border czar. Now she's denying it. Everything that I do, she's saying she was strong on the border. We're going to be strong. Well, she doesn't have to say it. She could close it up right now. They could do things right now. It's horrible. No tax on tips. And all of a sudden she's making a speech and there will be no tax on tips. I said that months ago. And by the way, they had just the opposite. You know, they had not only tax on tips, but they hired 88,000 IRS agents, and many of them were assigned to go get waitresses and caddies and all of this on tips. They have a policy. They had a policy that they were really going to go after you and were really harassing people horribly. And then all of a sudden, for politics, she says, you know, she comes out with what I said, which I think is terrible. And I think it's also hitting them very hard. These people are fake. Now they're also saying they did a good job in the border. We had the worst numbers in the history of the world, not of our country. There's never been a country in history that has had a catastrophe like this. We've had, I believe, and I think you believe this too, you know, you hear 12 million, 13. I believe it's over 20 million people came into our country, many coming from jails, from prisons, from mental institutions, or a bigger version of that is insane asylums, and many are terrorists. And I'll tell you what, they're coming not just from South America, they're coming from Africa, they're coming from all over the world.
More on the Democrats and their fraudulent stances, including the taxation of tips, coming up later this hour. Finally, Trump and Elon talked about the economy. Make America affordable again. And that's what I want more than anything on God's green earth personally when it pertains to this election, the next 4 years, and Donald Trump. It's something that almost everybody has felt. Here's Trump crushing Brokeback Biden. Listen to this.
The election's coming up, and the people want to hear about the economy and the fact that
absolutely
they can't
buy
groceries, because they don't have enough money to buy groceries. The inflation has killed them. Food prices are up 50, 60, even 100% in some cases. And this stupid administration allowed this to happen. And it's a shame. And that's the thing that people most care about, in my opinion. They care about the border a lot. And we discuss the border at great length. And it's nice to have a forum like this where I can discuss something at length. And by the way, you think Biden could do this interview? Do you think that Kamala could do this interview? They would take a pass on you.
No, they could not.
So they don't need Elon. They don't need Elon screaming out questions. It's pretty sad when you think that somebody that does this for a living can't answer a question or is afraid to do an interview. And in her case, with a very friendly interview, she's got all friendly interviewers. It's pretty
sad. Yes, absolutely.
But the big thing now is the economy, Elon.
Yeah.
And as much as...
Yeah.
I mean, I view nuclear as the single most important thing, but a lot of people don't understand that. But it doesn't have to. If I understand it, that's all you need, because if I was president, you're not going to have that kind of a problem. But the thing that they really is making them angry is what Kamala and Biden have allowed to happen to the economy. It's a disaster with inflation. The inflation, it doesn't matter what you make. The inflation has eaten you alive. If you're a worker, or if you're a middle-income person, you can't afford. You know, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, people were saving a lot of money. Today, they're using all their money and borrowing money just to live.
Bingo! Trump nails it on the economy. You are being eaten alive by the cost of living and the rise of inflation. I thought Trump was brilliant in the conversation. I also think Spaces is absolute trash. But let me wrap with a few side notes. Believe it or not, regardless of how little skin in the game Gen Z has, the 18 to 29-year-old demo could play a major factor in the election that is expected to be super close. That's why I think things like Spaces and reaching out on these platforms where the youths live is super important. Because if Trump can't win over Gen Z or make a dent in the Democrats' advantage, perhaps maybe his baby boy can. Enter Barron Trump. The Daily Mail reporting how Barron Trump and his conservative influencer best friend Beau Loudon, 17 years old, are helping the former president secure the Gen Z vote. According to the report, Barron and Beau have been briefing Trump and pressing him to forge close links with Gen Z content creators. You and I might hate them, but they actually could make the difference in the election. The tech-savvy teens are reportedly working behind the scenes on the new landscape of streamers and YouTube stars with millions of followers. They are acting as a de facto social media outreach team. Trump's 90-minute interview last week with gamer Aiden Ross garnered 500,000 people to watch it live, which was arranged by the two teens. And last night's broadcast between Elon Musk and Donald Trump, two former Democrats in the build-up to last night, was causing the unhinged of Gen Z on TikTok to lose their minds. Listen and watch this glorious clip.
I hate Elon Musk! Do you even know how much money he has donated to Trump? $10 trillion! He doesn't need that money. He's already a trillionaire. Just trillionaires supporting other trillionaires. You know how much money of that could be donated to worthwhile causes? Like the Biden-Harris campaign? He made Twitter sigh. And his dad owns Emerald Mines!
Seems like a stable person, right? But I'm sure the media will have a meltdown later this morning on TV if they actually cover the content in an attempt to smear both Trump and Musk. Minus the tech issues, that's how you know it was a good idea. That's how you know that it was impactful if the Harris campaign responds to it. Execution aside, the premise made sense. The Hollywood elites are bitter. The Hollywood Reporter yesterday with this headline, F these Trump-loving techies. Hollywood takes on Silicon Valley in an epic presidential brawl. actors and actresses in their feelings over the money people are spending to back the guy who gave them a great economy. And it even ticked off the European Union. As the European Commissioner Thierry Breton wrote the following to Elon Musk, "I am writing to you in the context of recent events in the United Kingdom and in relation to the planned broadcast on your platform X of a live conversation between Donald Trump and yourself, which will be accessible to users in the EU. He goes on to bloviate about how Trump and others across the pond are going to be consuming this, and they're dealing with their own riots and uprising and now bans on social media followed by punishments which have been deemed illegal if you share misinformation. Here's a message. Here's an idea to the Commissioner of the European Union. Worry about your own continent. Worry about that own union of yours. Worry about your own countries. We'll do what we do here in America. And the last time I checked, Elon Musk and Donald Trump, they don't give a rip what you have to say. Although, as Greg Stocker might one day say, can we stop getting our message out on Spaces? And that's the big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
All right, I know all of you were listening to it last night. Let's hear from you. 855-839-1210 on social media at 1210WPHT in the YouTube chat. And, of course, you can leave us your voice messages. We'll play him coming up at 9:40 this morning. Nick, Dawn, and Greg back after this on a Tuesday here on Kale and Company on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We talked about this gorgeous weather this time of year, just cooling off just right. The sunset last night, so beautiful. August is road trip season. We're still here really in the heart of road trip season. And do you know that your vehicle is your vehicle ready? Road trip ready, I'm talking about. My friends at Piazza Premium Automobiles, they're always going to help make sure that you and your family are safe out on the roads. The service centers of the Piazza Premium dealers not only handle all the regular maintenance needs, but also diagnose possible issues before you hit the road, before they can happen. Just schedule that service appointment online today. Visit PiazzaPremiumAutomobiles.com for that dealer nearest you. Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, PIAZZA. PiazzaPremiumAutomobiles.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
What actually caused the 45-minute delay? Was it as simple as Spaces crashing and not able to handle all of the people? Or was this a DDoS, which Elon Musk claims basically an intentional cyber attack? Dawn, I'm sure you were listening to it and streaming it. Your observations and takeaways from last night are?
Yeah, I think, first of all, there was, even during the mid-morning, there was some Google outage, YouTube outage. We were having all kinds of technical problems in the 10 a.m. hour yesterday.
Oh.
So there was definitely something going on with outages.
Okay.
And even Henry with audio and was trying to get stuff off YouTube or whatever. So there was definitely something going on. So then when Elon said that in the evening, it made we've had a lot of different problems with cyber attacks, with these different outages.
Well, Odyssey was sending us emails late last week and through the weekend about how Gmail was acting up.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, to your point, there's been all sorts of tech glitches lately across the globe.
Yeah, so I don't know what motive. I don't really see a motive for Elon. I think it makes him open to criticism, and it's embarrassing when something like that happens because he's the tech guy who, you know, sends rockets into space.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I think as far as a tech thing, he's pretty matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what happened.
Okay. Conversation-wise, any major observations or takeaways from what the actual material was?
Yeah, I liked the conversation. I think, you know, Trump, obviously, it's funny because Elon's just like, lets him go.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, dude.
Yeah. Take notes, CNN reporters.
Let me just say this. It's true. He does let him go, and it's a good thing. But Elon has to interject with, yep, uh-huh. Yeah, oh, yeah, uh-huh, uh-huh. After everything Trump says, you'll hear it in some of the clips. I'm just like, ask him a question and let him
go. It's not a professional interview.
I get you, but guys,
you know what I mean?
We know you're still there.
It may be something with his Asperger's that he has to, like,
right.
He has to, like, chime in or something.
I notice that every now and then from seasoned broadcasters that have been doing it for a long time, myself included. There's times where
I do it too.
And you sit there and you're like, mm-hmm. And I think sometimes you don't even realize you're doing it.
Agreed.
Because you're kind of in tune with what the person is saying.
Yep.
I sometimes think there are people out there in broadcast world that when they interview, they just ask the question and they check out and they're not even paying attention to mm-hmm. what the guest is saying, which is also a bad procedure mm-hmm. as well. But like, it's just my thing last night, and I got a couple people too. Oh, Nick, are you okay over there? You're having a meltdown over this. I'm like, we can't be having 45-minute freaking delays on these ridiculous platforms. And my whole thing is, like, you know, you have these younger people out there. And I get it, the diehards stayed through it, right? The Sean Farishes of the world were hitting refresh until their thumbs were bleeding. Mm-hmm. But there are some people out there that they just, can't get it, move on. And I know there's a lot of massive numbers out here that are being reported, and I just want to pass this along. X tweeted this out 4 hours ago, the official X feed for X on X. They said between 7:47 and 10:47 Eastern, President Trump's space post received 73 million views. During the same period, there were 4 million posts about Elon Musk and Trump's conversation on X, which generated a total of 998 million views. So they got close to 1 billion views. But I just wonder what could have been if this thing didn't have a glitch and a snafu from the jump. Imagine if it was just perfect, right at 8 o'clock, what they could have accomplished. And I don't think you're out of line by saying that the crash for 45 minutes is a bad look, because both sides of the aisle with headlines, Fox News, X melts down after Trump-Musk interview space immediately crashes. Politico, Trump's interview with Musk devolves into yet another X catastrophe. That will be the headline in mainstream media, including the Fox Newses of the world. Whereas if you stuck around, and I got to the point where I listened to most of the great content in bed, almost in the dark, with my phone on my nightstand.
Yeah, that's creepy.
It is creepy.
Yeah, it's
and I didn't have a
creepy.
Shirt. I didn't have a shirt on either.
Oh God. Oh, don't.
Yeah, you like
help,
that?
Help me.
And I was just in my skivvies.
Oh God.
So I. But the content itself, minus even the microphone compression issues with Trump,
was great.
Beautiful.
It was great. Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, he was on message. He was on point.
Yes.
I mean, he did a great job with the actual thing. It's just that here's the problem too, is that we're such a and listen to me defending social media, like this is you never know which side of you where I'm going to come down on an issue. I just feel like we're such an instant gratification society that we want things now. I want this now. If I don't have it now, it's a mess and it stinks. And I saw even you, Nick Kale, like you guys couldn't wait 10 minutes before everybody's like, this is a disaster. This is a mess. This is this. Just like, just let it breathe, man.
Well, I was going to stick with it and listen to it as soon as it became available. But I'm looking outside of the, the Trump supporter, the diehards, the media people that will be consuming it because it's their job. Like, I'm thinking of the slipped and blown opportunity and what the mainstream's going to say. You can't get this wrong.
Yeah. Road Warrior in the YouTube chat says, Nick, it was only 1 billion people. You did say that. You're like, it was like 1 billion people. Think about what it could have been if they started at 8 o'clock.
Could have been 2.
Could have been 2 billion.
Could have been 1.5, Road Warrior.
Could have gotten China.
Yeah. Could have been. I mean, look, the conversation was great. I just think enough of the spaces already. Yeah, in the words of Greg Stocker.
Stop it! Just stop it!
Find something more reliable. Why are they not streaming it live on Twitter live with video? I mean, honestly, there was a picture that was posted of Trump, and he's got like, so Trump is in this beautiful office, and he's got his iPhone on the desk, like he's in a conference call Zoom for Odyssey, and he's just, he's just speaking out, and then you can see the microphone attached to his jacket, and there was just some, I mean, does Elon Musk not employ engineers? Does he not have a sound guy?
I agree with you that, like, you see these, these things that Tucker does and stuff like that. They get 1 million views and all that stuff. Like, why they're coming from the same place? Why couldn't it be like a sit down video interview? Why did they have to use Spaces? Because as we've seen, Spaces has been a giant. I mean, we all remember the DeSantis thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, I know he's trying to promote his thing, but like, I think the video aspect of YouTube, even if it wasn't live, mm-hmm. even if they recorded it,
sure,
video and then dropped it at 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. You know what
There's
I mean?
There's no way Elon Musk is going to do that. Think about it.
You're probably right.
he's somebody who loves that. No, it just rocket. But he's a he builds rockets. Like a rocket guy is not gonna not go live.
I understand.
Do you know what I mean?
I understand. I'm just my whole point is that it seems like the video aspect of it when Tucker does it, even when he did it with Don Lemon, mm-hmm. it seemed to work perfectly fine.
Yeah,
it's just these spaces that have issues.
It would have been crisp. It would have been clean.
Yeah.
It's not like he had to do any editing because, you know, you don't have to edit Trump, and Trump's not going to sit there and demand that you edit things or take this out like Biden and Harris would do. But at least it would go off with no technical issues and people that tuned in. And here's the thing. A lot of people, they have a small window each day to get their content, right? You have 13 minutes to listen to Kale and Company on demand on the Odyssey app at 8:15 a.m. while you're on the treadmill. Not everybody listens for all 4 hours. Trust us when we tell you this from a media consumption standpoint.
Yeah, no.
Human beings actually have lives to live. Not everybody like me and somebody listening in this audience is sitting around for all 2.5 hours with nothing else to do with their life.
That's
an indictment on my life.
Let me say this about our radio station. We are probably the most consumed radio station for time spent listening, which is an industry buzzword. Like we, you know, people who listen to us the longest. The average person, and mind you, people listen to our station the longest out of every other radio station is like 52 minutes.
Yeah.
So when you're sitting here saying that people are sitting here listening to all 4 hours of the show or all, you know, the station all day, they're not. They're in and out. They're in and out. They're in and out. So you're absolutely right that, you know, people have stuff to do. They have lives to lead. That's why they want it when they want it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying that with the whole, you know, instant gratification thing, it's just like, I get it. You know, you want things to work. But as somebody who's been on the other side of this with technical issues, I mean, I was on pins and needles that day, that morning when you guys interviewed Trump, because there's just so much technical,
right. and we built it up,
and
right?
He was late, so like it's the whole thing is you know you have two, you know, masters of the universe, you know, coming together for one thing. There's stuff's gonna happen.
Yeah.
Well, I think that maybe they should think about, because they're prone to this kind of attention by attackers. So either they should pre-record something, just in case.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
To say, hey, we're on. This is actually recorded. We recorded this an hour ago live to tape.
Yep.
Or live to whatever you call it.
Mm-hmm.
But because we're now somebody trying to block us, but we wanted to state a time.
Yep.
So this part's recording. When we go live, we will let you know, because
mm-hmm.
we want to be transparent. They could do either that or I would say, instead of doing something in the evening, why don't they just do it first thing in the morning?
Mm. Yeah. Not a bad idea, although you have people leaving for work, so I think people at 8 o'clock, most people have settled in for the evening.
So I'm guessing, I'm looking at it, because we, you know, for radio and for this medium, you want to be on at this time. For social media, I think you get more bang for your buck in the evening when people are sitting there not spending time with their family and scrolling aimlessly on Twitter.
Right. While they watch a TV show with their wife that they're not really watching. Not that I've ever done that. 855-839-1210. But
are
a lot of people.
Anything good?
Huh?
Are you watching?
We're watching the Stranger Things.
Oh, yeah.
I'll catch up.
Is this the last season for it? I think it's the last season.
Yeah,
they
had like a hiatus, and now the new season starts. The last season starts in January.
So are you catching up so you can watch the
final? He's watching what we watched years ago. Yeah.
We're on season 3, so I'll be caught up by Halloween.
Have you watched All in the Family yet, Nick?
Yeah, our boy Jim gave me the DVDs.
Oh,
are
nice.
You kidding me?
He does.
Do
you have a DVD player?
I do.
Okay,
good. You like that, don't you?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But you know what? A lot of people are wondering if this was an intentional hack. And look, it's a total possibility. European Union didn't want this to go down. I'm sure Democrats didn't want this to go down. And the Washington Post, let me ask you a question. I want to play K2 here in a moment. Why do mainstream media outlet journalists despise free speech? Think about that for a second. Whether you're a Washington Post writer, a New York Times writer, a Philadelphia Inquirer writer, a Politico writer, you name it, The Atlantic. Why do you hate free speech so much? What are you afraid of? Why are you scared of dissenting viewpoints and challenging the status quo? Let's play K2 because this was some journalistic hack for the Washington Post yesterday asking Karine Jean-Pierre if the president can shut down X and Spaces so that the Trump-Elon Musk interview doesn't go off in fear of misinformation. K2, listen to this.
Elon Musk is slated to interview Donald Trump tonight on X. I don't know if the president is going to. Feel free to say if he is or not. But I think that misinformation on Twitter is not just a campaign issue. It's a it's an America issue. What role does the White House or the president have in sort of stopping that, or stopping the spread of that, or sort of intervening in that? Some of that was about campaign misinformation, but it's a wider thing, right?
Yeah, no, and you've heard us talk about this many times from here about the responsibilities that social media platforms have when it comes to misinformation, disinformation. Don't have anything to read out from here about specific ways that we're working on it, but we believe that they have the responsibility. These are private companies, so we're also mindful of that too. Look, it is. I think it is incredibly important to call that out as you're doing. I just don't have any specifics on what we have been doing internally as it relates to the interviews. Not something that I'm tracking, and I'm sure the president's not tracking it either.
That is an embarrassing question for somebody who writes for the Washington Post to ask that question. And for three reasons, and I'll defer to Dawn, the journalist of the show. But number one, dude from the Washington Post that will go unnamed. I don't even know who that was, but I know he writes for the Washington Post. Number one, X is a private company. They can do whatever the hell they want. Number two, the government can't censor Donald Trump and Elon Musk. It's called the First Amendment, Skip, all right? Free speech. And lastly, my God, either the media is dumb, they really hate the American public, or it's a combination of both. How about him talking about misinformation? You want to talk about misinformation and disinformation? They lied to you about everything for 4 years. From Biden's health, oh, he's not in cognitive decline. This is the best Joe we've ever seen. That's lie number one. COVID, vaccine efficacy, lie number two. And of course, the economy. Oh, no, the economy's great. Yeah, look at the stock market. Look at the Dow Jones. They lie all the time, yet they want to sit there and try to be this holier-than-now gatekeeper of truth? Really? You want to talk about lies and misinformation and disinformation? Exhibit A, I give you 2020 through 2024. I rest my case, Your Honor. Dawn Stenslin, is this not the biggest, one of the most embarrassing media malpractices that you've ever seen? Is there anything the president can do to stop this? What are they so scared of?
Yeah, it's bizarre to me that we have, and this did go viral with people talking about the WAPO, the Washington Post,
yeah,
quote in air quotes, journalists asking the White House if they can stop Trump's interview with Elon Musk. It's stunning. And thankfully, even KJP immediately says, well, they are a private company.
Right.
So, like even she thought that was kind of mm-hmm. way out there.
Yep.
But it shows you that even people in that press pool, they don't really understand the First Amendment.
Nope.
I was trying to find what you were talking. Who specifically is that reporter? But I think that so-called journalist is an enemy. In my opinion, an enemy of the First Amendment, an enemy of what I think we hear at Talk Radio 1210 and as well, just as a society, what we mm-hmm. treasure,
yeah,
what we cherish, right?
I mean, if I was a writer for the Daily Caller, and I had a press credential at the White House, and Kamala Harris was getting set to do a Facebook Live with Mark Zuckerberg, and I said, the Harris-Biden administration has lied a lot for the last 4 years. Is there any way that Donald Trump can shut this interview down? I would take away my own press pass after asking a stupid question like that. like, I don't understand how some of these people who are supposed to be objective journalists, and I get it, it's been like this for a long time, the media's bought and paid for, Washington Post is shedding subscriptions left and right, Bezos has, you know, made it further left, he's destroyed whatever was left of it, the whole bit. But it's amazing how they're almost like another armed branch of the Democrat Party.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let people decide what they choose to believe. Don't suppress the marketplace of ideas. Let everybody have an equal say, and then we will sift through it and arrive at our own conclusions. And the media just does not want this to happen. That's why they create words like misinformation and disinformation. And they paint it as if only Republicans lie.
Mm-hmm.
Got news for you. They all lie. And it's up to you to figure it out. 855-839-1210, the number. We'll come back. Dawn will have some news to kick off hour number two. And also, the Trump campaign headquarters in Virginia burglarized, and there's a pretty obvious picture of the suspect. We'll get into that. And then also, it's time to shred Kamala and Joe over their hypocrisy when it comes to taxation of tips, and also the way the media has covered Trump's tip proposal versus the Harris plagiarism. That's coming up next. It's Kale and Company, hour two on the way.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.